Hello, everybody. Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Let's sprint. At Lynchman, we do what is effective, not what's popular. Everybody knows that they should sprint. Most people would never program for themselves. You're welcome. 100 meter dash, 10 of them. So 10 by 100 meter run. Rest as needed between each one of those. It will probably be a couple minutes of rest for a lot of people, but maybe a little bit different depending upon your goals. Last time we did this was November 22nd, 2021. If you want to go back and check out what you did, what your rest periods were, what your splits were, if it made sense for you to modify in any way, shape, or form. I've done a Lynchpin Conversations on the rest interval that you should take during training such as this, and Adrian Bosman and I also did a video for the Varied Not Random podcast about rest intervals during training such as this. So you can check out either one of those for some more knowledge. Super fitness robot would be 15 seconds or less per 100 meter dash. More likely, 20 seconds or less. The wild card option is you're going to break out the old bike or rower, okay? And you're going to do 10 rounds each for time of 12 calories for men, 8 for women. You're going to go every 3 minutes. So what that means if you're doing the wild card option is 3, 2, 1, go, you pull or bike 12 for men, 8 for women calories as fast as you can. 3 minutes later, you do it again. 3 minutes later, you do it again. You can do that 10 times. And if that seems like way too much rest, there's a good chance that you haven't done this workout before on an echo bike or an assault bike, because it is a nasty, nasty workout when you hit those calories with as much power as you can. It's going to add up. It's going to be a good one. Scaled option. Still 100 meter runs, but now 7 of them instead of 10, just to reduce some overall volume. Again, resting as needed. This workout is very simple. 10 100 meter dashes, but it can be devastating if you're not warmed up enough. So make sure that you are properly warmed up. If you need to warm up a little bit more, do some test runs, absolutely do that. Because real hard 100 meter sprints work those hamstrings and glutes almost like no other. And so if your hamstrings and glutes aren't ready for it, you're not going to have a happy day. So you also might want to just ease into them a little bit if you haven't been sprinting regularly, and just test the waters a little bit. These days are so beautiful and beneficial. They're fantastic, which is why we do them, but it's one of those workouts that looks so simple on paper, but it packs a wallop. Limited equipment crew and the no equipment option, all we're doing is running, so same as the workout of the day. Accessory work, optional as always. Box jumps, 10 to 25 reps, not for time. This is for explosive power, so feel free to do just 10 if you want. You know, resting a minute or so between each. Focus is explosive power. You choose the height. You can step down. Height should be challenging, yet appropriate. I don't want anybody taking a risk, catching their toe, hitting their shins in the box, taking a tumble. That's not the goal. So choose a height that's challenging, but it's appropriate. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is some midline work. It's an either or, not both. Either landmine twists, we get the sets and reps noted there, some nice rotational gut work, or the planche progression. Watch the video, and you can spend 5 to 10 minutes just kind of playing around at whatever step in that progression is appropriate for you, and you won't be shortchanged. Cool down, 5 to 15 minutes, followed by some stretching, calves and foam rolling, and then the hamstring stretch. Good day, some good sprinting halfway through the week. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and for most of you, I'll see you back here on Friday.